I've Got Rhythm by Bevan Catherine. Read by Momotastic. Part 6 of the Pole Dancing AU. Reader's Note. This story contains ableist language. The alarm went off at 6 o'clock. Arthur groped for it until it fell silent, and then promptly rolled back over to doze. Merlin made a pathetic snuffling sound and buried his nose in Arthur's pillow. Neither of them moved again until the snooze alarm went off, and Arthur shifted over to shut it off. "Merlin," he mumbled, kicking Merlin's leg under the covers. "Wake up." Merlin replied, curling into a tighter ball and blinking slowly. Arthur kicked him again before he crawled out of bed, letting Merlin work his way into wakefulness. He knew by the time he showered, Merlin would be up and marginally alert. Maybe, if he was lucky, Merlin would be awake enough to join him and they could have a quickie in the shower. Judging by the grumpy murmuring coming from the pillow, though, it didn't seem likely. He showered quickly, waking up under the warm spray, and stepped out to the smell of toast wafting in from Merlin's tiny kitchen. Sure enough, Merlin himself was putting the last touches on his tea when Arthur found him, a piece of toast already shoved in his mouth.
"Good morning,"
he said around his mouthful, handing a second mug to Arthur before removing his toast.
"Sleep well?"
"Fine, thank you,"
Arthur replied, giving Merlin a quick kiss. He brushed the resulting crumbs off his lips with a grin. Aethusa meowed impatiently for her own breakfast, and Merlin moved towards her while Arthur flicked through the paper. He picked up a piece of toast and didn't even blink at its charred edges. It was miracle enough that Merlin hadn't burned down the kitchen, and Arthur had grown quite used to burnt toast.
"You've got that meeting with Gaius this morning, haven't you?"
he asked when Merlin finally joined him at the table. Merlin nodded.
"Yeah, not for a while yet. I'll pop in the shower when you head off."
"We still on for Wednesday lunch?"
"Should be. Don't see why we'd be that long. I'll text you if things change."
Arthur nodded. The rest of breakfast passed in casual conversation, broken up by teasing, just like every morning they spent together. When they finished, Arthur fetched his briefcase from its usual spot by the door, nudged Merlin's ready trainers away from his business shoes, and pulled Merlin into his usual easy goodbye kiss.
"See you at lunch,"
Merlin said, like he did every Wednesday, and Arthur grinned at him as he slipped out the door.